So this kind of ceremony
esta ceremonia
has been going on for over 5,000 years
lo han hecho desde hace
throughout
5,
India.
Años.
Now, if you're having somebody over at your house,
si tienes a alguien a tu casa,
one nice thing to do is
bonito que hacer,
make the house smell nice.
Es que hacer la casa
put some incense.
Huela bonito.
Then you also might want to put a lamp out
también
for them.
Puedes poner una
so we're going to offer a lamp. You might want to give them a gift.
También puedes dar un regalo.
Give them some water to drink.
Darles agua yeah. para tomar.
You may fan them, make them feel comfortable. So it is welcoming ceremony. So we're trying to welcome the Lord into our heart.
Es una ceremonia para recibir a Dios en su corazón.
Sí. Now, so here's the question.
Aquí está la pregunta.
So you said the sun is not cold, obviously.
Entonces, el sol no es frío.
Because the sun is the cause of sunlight.
Porque el sol da la luz.
And sunlight has light and heat.
Y la luz tiene luz y
so calor. The sun, the source, must be so much more a pure representation of light and heat.
Entonces, la causa debe ser mucho más mayor que la causa del calor y también de lleno de luz.
Is God a person?
¿Es Dios una persona?
In this room, what do you see?
En este cuarto, ¿qué es lo que ven?
What else?
¿Qué ven?
Latinas, Latinos. We see people also.
Miran también a personas.
Is God not your source?
No es Dios su
causa. So if God is a source, He must possess everything you have
Dios posee todo lo que
in the most pure way.
En la manera más pura.
If God is without personality,
si Dios no tiene personalidad,
without form,
sin forma,
without activities,
sin ninguna actividad,
without relationships, then you would have things God doesn't have. So that is like saying the sun is cold, but the hot sunlight comes out of it. So God cannot be anything less than His creation. It is like the storefront and the warehouse. The warehouse has more. So I have a form. But God's form is all attractive. Now you find in this world you find things that are without personality, isn't it? You find things without form and personality. For example, how many of you have taken electricity for a date?
Por ejemplo, ¿cuántos de ustedes han llevado la electricidad a una cita?
Huh? No personality. How about oxygen, air?
Oxígeno.
You're good friends with air.
Son amigos del aire, del oxígeno.
So God has both aspects.
Dios tiene los dos aspectos.
Personal,
personal
and impersonal.
Y también impersonal.
But from the light comes from the light bulb. Light bulb.
De la lámpara.
And the sunlight comes from the sun globe.
La luz del sol viene del sol.
So the energy
la energía
comes from the energetic.
Viene de lo energético.
The power comes from the powerhouse.
El poder, o la, de una casa poderosa.
So God is not only the source of all energies, and the energies are also part of Him,
pero es parte de él,
but He is also the energetic,
pero también es
the powerhouse.
La casa poderosa,
so, in the Vedic philosophy, God is a person.
Dios es una persona.
Now, how many of you have a younger sister? No? Anybody here? Younger sister, younger brother? So they call you up. And they say, oh my God, I'm so in love. Oh, I'm in love. I think I want to marry him. So what do you say to her? And so you ask him lots of ask your sister lots of questions. What do you ask her? What does he do? She says, I don't know.
No sé.
Where does he live?
I don't know.
No sé.
No sé.
No sé.
No sé.
No sé cómo se parece. Are you going to marry him? Y lo vas a, te vas a casar con él.
I love him so much. So more questions.
Más preguntas.
So how do your heart feel when you see him?
No sé, I have not seen him.
No sé, no lo he visto.
How do you know you love him? How do you know you love him?
Okay, so she asked him, what does he look like? I don't know. Then you think, maybe this is like a modern thing. Maybe it's like an internet.
Tal vez es una cita por internet de computadora. No se conoce.
So you ask her, what's his personality?
¿Cómo es su personalidad?
And what does she say?
¿Y qué dice ella?
She says, no sé. So do you think she's still in love?
Entonces, ¿tú crees que está enamorada?
No. Now, in love, that is a very high level of relationship, isn't
el amor,
it?
Hay una alta relación.
Say somebody gives you $1 million.
Vamos a suponer que alguien te da un millón de dólares.
You don't know the person.
Y no conoces a la persona.
Have you, or now you're in love with them?
¿Ahora estás enamorada de esa persona?
No. So you can have admiration, but it's low level.
Pero es un nivel bajo.
To be in love is a high level.
Para estar enamorado hay que tener un nivel alto.
So in order to come to the level of being in love with God,
para poder estar a nivel alto de estar enamorado de Dios,
we need to know what does God look like.
Lo debemos saber y conocer y cómo se mira.
What does he do?
¿Qué es lo que hace?
What's his personality like? How does he spend his time? What would you be doing with him? That's what we need to know. Otherwise, it would be affection, but not very intimate, not very close. So, in the Vedas, the scriptures of India, se llama Vedas. So this is the lamp. If you like, you can just go like that. You don't have her, but you don't have to burn your hand or anything. Just go like that. Yeah.
What does this mean?
This, so that everything we offer to God, then we honor it.
Todo lo que ofrecemos a Dios, hacemos honor a él.
So they're going to offer nice flower.
Van a ofrecer flores.
And then we honor it by smelling the flower.
Hacemos honor a ellos, sí. Y la olemos.
And we smell the incense also.
También estamos oliendo el incenso.
Look at the baby there, so cute. And so you offer your baby to Krishna, and then you honor the baby by giving it lots of love. So, everybody understand how God is a person? You cannot love someone who is not a person. You cannot love a car. You can like your car, but you cannot have a relationship with the car. You can have an imaginary relationship with your car, but it's only one side. Relationship means both sides.
Oh.
Like in the English word love is very cheap.
Como la palabra en inglés de amor,
you tell your wife, I love you.
Le dices a alguien, te amo.
And then you say, pizza, I love you.
Y luego dices, a la pizza también
la amo. ¿Es lo mismo?
¿Es lo mismo?
So it's different. So in Sanskrit, there are so many different words for love and relationship.
Hay diferentes palabras en sus libros
que so it is
relaciones y amor.
Understood very clearly.
Para que se entienda claramente.
So in the Vedas, it says, Advaitam achyutam anadam anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayovanam cha. So it says, adyam purana purusham. Although God is the oldest person,
aunque Dios sea la persona más antigua,
navayovanam cha. Nava, new. See, nava? Do you know where Spanish come from?
¿De dónde viene el español?
Latin, where does that come from? Where does that come from? No, Latin is actually part of the what is called the English, Spanish, German. They're called the Indo-European. Indo refers to Indian or Sanskrit.
Indo se refiere a Indio.
So you say, like in Hindi, Chavis. Yavis. So, Nueva. Nava.
Nava is Nueva.
Nueva. Nava, Yovana. Youth. How do you say youth in Spanish?
Juventud.
Juventud. So, God, although He is the oldest person,
aunque Dios es la persona más antigua,
He's always youthful.
Siempre es joven.
Because not only is He the most powerful,
porque no solamente es el más
but poderoso, He's also the most beautiful.
Pero también es lo más hermoso.
So you know, He doesn't have white beard,
no tiene
white hair with big muscles. But He does have a form.
Pero sí tiene forma.
So it's described in detail. God's eyes are shaped like lotus petals.
Están
very beautiful. His teeth are like his toenails.
Sus uñas de sus pies.
His toenails are like pearls. His teeth, very beautiful, very white. And his lips are red, like bimba fruit. Have any of you seen the movie Heaven is for Real? You have seen it, yeah? You see? So, tell them, everyone, what is the story?
Diles a las personas lo que es la historia.
The boy, he's a young... Yeah, he had a death experience.
El niño se murió.
And when he died, who did he see?
Y cuando murió, ¿quién vio?
His family, right?
Yeah, and he also saw God the Son. And he also saw God the Father. So in the book, he asks, the Father asks, you told me, how does God the Son look like, Jesus Christ? You told me. So then he asks this boy, the five-year-old boy, not in the movie, but in the book, where it came from. The Father said, you told me what God the Son looks like. What does God the Father look like? And this Christian boy, he said, it is very peculiar. He's sort of blue. So you see, painting of Krishna, he is blue. Like the, yeah. So God is not only the oldest, but He's always young and beautiful. This name for God, Krishna, or Bhagavan. Actually, how many names of God are there? Now, what is the name of God? A name of God is describing His qualities. Allah means very powerful. Adonai from Old Testament means very beautiful. Buddha means very intelligent. But how many qualities does God have? Unlimited. So how many names does God have? Unlimited. Now, in Mexico, there's a big yellow thing that comes out in the sky. It's very hot. What is it called? El Sol. El Sol, see? Is that a Mexican sun?
Es un sol mexicano, si sale en México.
So is God a Christian God?
¿Es Dios un Dios cristiano?
Or is God the same God for everyone?
O Dios es igual para todos.
Yeah. So there's no Mexican son.
Entonces, no hay un sol,
there's no Indian son.
No hay un sol,
so there's no Indian God or Mexican
no
God or Christian God and Muslim God. It's all the same. And the only thing he looks at is what kind of love you offer him. He doesn't say, oh, you pick the right club. Costco. You know Costco? When you go, before you go in, they say, you have your card. So that is not like the spiritual world. The spiritual world, there is no club that you must join. You just have to give your love to God. He doesn't have any favorite group. Yeah. What captures his attention is our heartfelt, loving connection. And anybody from any part of the world, from any religion, can offer that. So in Psalms, in the Bible, Psalms, it says that God has curly, blackish hair. Ew. So now we're putting out the fire. ¿Tienes preguntas? So two main lessons.
Dos lecciones principales.
No somos este cuerpo, yo soy
no
de alma.
Este
Dios es una persona, no es solo energía. Energía también una persona. Energética. Sí.
¿Qué pasa si quebras algunas de las reglas de los alumnos que estaba mencionando hace ratito?
So if cocaine is bad for you,
por ejemplo, si las drogas,
what happens if you take it?
¿Qué pasa si tomas las drogas?
Sí.
Te duele.
But do you get spell or is there like a
no.
What kind of pain would it come if you do something like that?
It will hurt you, your relationship with God. Yeah.
Daña la relación con Dios.
Yeah. Because in every religion there are three strands.
En cada religión hay tres
formas. Three? Like a rope.
Como una cuerda.
Strand. One strand is the when we want something.
Cuando queremos algo.
I go to a church.
Yo voy a una iglesia.
I go to a temple.
Voy a un templo.
I go to a mosque. I go to a synagogue. I say, give me something. Give me. It's like an ATM. This is mi esposa. Y mi niño. It's mi Ramananda! Yeah.
If
she's
gonna... you want to translate, that would be awesome.
Yeah. But she'd probably say you're better. So there's one strand that is called Karma Kanda. When you're practicing religious life, this is mi niña.
Is this your daughter?
Yeah.
Sus hijas.
Hi.
Es su esposa.
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Mi esposa se llama Krishna. So, second strand is called Jnana Kanda. Jnana Kanda means I am tired of the sufferings of this world. I want salvation. Moksha is in Sanskrit. I just want to escape all the sufferings. I don't want anything because all those things always bring trouble. And number three. Now, what, number one? See, number two is I want to go to heaven. And number one is I want all those heavenly things for me. So those things, number one and number two, are selfish. It's all about what you get. Number three, bhakti. Can you say that? Bhakti. Bhakti. B-H-A-K-T-I. Bhakti. Love and devotion. That means you're giving to God, you don't care what you get. That is the path taught in Bhagavad Gita. So, if you want to do things that work against your relationship with God, just like a person may want to do cocaine and it works against their own happiness and health, then they suffer. No one has to punish you. Yeah. So if you want to love God, then you want to actually do things that are favorable for loving God. Now, if I am not the body, then is money going to make me happy? Is adultery going to make me happy? Is intoxication, alcohol, cigarettes? Is eating the animal that is crying going to make me happy? No. And it's not going to make them happy either. They want to live. Yeah. So, part of the spiritual vision is seeing that. Seeing how the soul is within all creatures. We don't say that, like we said, we are not black, we are not white, we are not Mexican. We're souls, isn't it? How many of you would think there's a battery in the clock?
How many of you what?
Do you think there's a battery there inside the clock?
¿Cuántos creen que tiene una pila ese reloj?
But you have not seen the battery. How would you know?
Visto la pila, entonces, ¿cómo lo saben?
Because it works.
Porque trabaja.
So how do you know that the soul is present?
¿Cómo sabes que el alma está presente?
What is the difference between the dead body and the live body?
¿Qué es la diferencia entre un cuerpo muerto y un cuerpo vivo?
So there's consciousness, there's life. Like, you know who Marilyn Monroe is. So if Marilyn Monroe is here, but the soul had left the body, does anybody want to take her for a date? So what gave the beauty? The alma. So just like the power that makes that clock operate is the battery. So the soul that causes the dog to wag its tail is the same. So in America, we used to have slavery. And what was the excuse?
¿Y cuál era la excusa?
They say African people have no soul.
Decían que las personas africanas no tenían alma.
So somehow the machine has no battery.
¿Y según?
How does that work?
¿Cómo es que una máquina sin pila?
In America, we used to say a woman has half soul.
Que la mujer tenía.
How does that work?
De alma.
It's not very intelligent.
No, es muy inteligente.
Yeah. So nowadays,
ahora,
people say an animal does not have a soul.
Los animales no tienen alma.
And therefore, it's okay to kill them.
Y está bien, se pueden matar.
But it's not okay because they want to live. They want to live.
Porque ellos quieren vivir.
Therefore, in Genesis in the Bible, there was no eating of animals. It's only when the greed increased and people say, no, I want this, then God said, you can have, but disease will come. And there was one circumstance when there was a flood, there was no food and he allowed for a short time.
Now,
if the government says, you can, it's okay to drink alcohol. Does that mean that it's good to drink alcohol? And they want you to drink alcohol? No? ¿Es bueno? No. But it is allowed because there was some desire, strong desire. So similarly, now if you look at the human body, animals that eat meat have very short stomach tracts. The tract. Very short. Have very strong stomach acids. Animals that are omnivores. No, omnivore. Meat.
Which one?
Those.
Que comen carne y vegetales también.
And carnivores.
¿Y carnívoros?
They do not sweat.
Ellos no sudan.
They pant.
Abren la boca.
They do not chew. They chop. So God did not give us a body to eat animals.
Dios no nos dio un cuerpo para comer animales.
So when we take something that is not meant for us,
cuando nosotros obtenemos algo que no es para nosotros,
that is called being a thief.
Es como robar.
Yeah, so that's why we don't eat animals, because a soul is there, and they don't want to be killed. But even better than that is that there is a process of love where you can cook very nice things, peaceful things, and you can offer it to God. Now, when you take vegetarian food and you cook it with love and devotion, how many of you have seen the movie Like Water, Like Chocolate? Almost half. So when the lady was cooking and crying, what happened? And the people are eating, they're crying. And when she was cooking, she was feeling so romantic. That everybody was feeling so romantic. So when you cook with love and devotion for God, then the people who eat that food get filled with love and devotion for God. My friend, he ate at our restaurant for 11 years. He's an atheist. No. He said the food made him believe in God. He did not read the books. He didn't come in here. He just ate the food. That's why we have a restaurant in our temple. So one last thing. We should do a little bit of music. The curtains will be open for a little bit. And then we go eat delicious food. Good? Okay, so you will be our musicians.
Yay!
You guys ready?
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
get some folks over there. Can come on, jump up. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna eat. We're going to all dance.
Podemos bailar.
Yeah.
So we'll walk you. So first we'll do a little practice.
Vamos a practicar primero.
So everyone, the words are there.
Las palabras están ahí al frente.
This is a prayer.
Esto es una oración.
We're asking God,
estamos pidiendo a Dios,
please engage me in your loving service.
Por favor,
atráeme a esta, ese servicio de amor.
See, the hand is saying, actually, please let me feed you, stomach. I'm done doing my own thing.
Así como la mano decía que alimentaba el estómago, estoy...
So we're asking God, let me be your servant. Let me love you.
Estamos pidiéndole a Dios, déjame servirte a ti y amarte a ti.
There was a big scholar program with all these religious scholars.
Había un programa de muchas personas
escolares. And the Christian scholar, they had been reading his books.
Estaban leyendo estos libros.
And they came and they appreciated.
Y apreciaron estos libros.
He said, we are always talking about God loving us.
Siempre estamos hablando de que Dios nos ama a nosotros.
But you guys are always talking about you loving God.
Pero ustedes hablan de ustedes amar a Dios.
So, you ready?
¿Listos?
So, repitan, por favor.
That's a question. This is a lot of alliance. What is the significance of alliance?
It's decoration. Like,
Powerful.
Powerful. It's a symbol of royalty, courageous. Yeah.
These three words are, you know, Prabhu.
What?
Let them know the meaning of the three words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Rama.
Yeah, we'll cover it.
The meaning.
Yeah, yeah, we'll cover it.
Yeah.
So Hare. So you can say Hare.
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 It means the energy of God.
Significa la energía de Dios.
And it's also the feminine side of God.
También es el lado femenino de Dios.
Because where do women come from?
¿De dónde vienen las mujeres?
We'd already discussed everything comes from God.
Todo viene de Dios.
So actually God must have a feminine side.
Entonces, Dios tendrá
un can't just be masculine.
Un lado femenino.
Otherwise,
no
then you're more than God.
Entonces,
he must, he, God must have everything
Dios,
in its perfection.
Dios tiene todo y es
Krishna,
Krishna,
we just Krishna means
Krishna.
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 Krishna. Krishna means all attractive.
Todo atractivo.
Now, as we discussed, there are many names of God.
Hay muchos nombres de Dios.
And names of God describe His attractive qualities.
Y nombres de Dios describen sus atributos.
So, what kind of name would cover everything? Now you can't say God because God is actually not a name. God is a title. It's like jefe. It's like a title. But a name is more describing his qualities. And usually a name will actually come from scripture. It's not just something we, like the word God comes from the German word Gutam, which comes from the Sanskrit word Hutam. But it's not actually a name for God. It's a title. So, now,
Albert Einstein,
he is recognized for his muscles, for his beauty, for his intelligence. So that intelligence is an attractive quality. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
El actor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He is recognized for his great brain.
Por sus cabello.
How about for his very delicate and beautiful face?
Porque es bien delicado de la cara.
Or for his muscles.
O por sus músculos.
Yes. So, fame, beauty,
belleza.
Wealth. How about what's his name? Bill Gates. He is recognized for his big muscles, his beauty,
no,
for his wealth. These things are all attractive. Now, but God is that person who has all those things in full. We all have a little bit. And we're thinking, if I get a little bit more, I'll be happy. We're trying to compete with God. If I give me that apple, if I eat it, I become the strongest in Dallas. Most beautiful in Dallas. Or at least the smartest in East Dallas. So we all have a little jealousy for God. Because he has it and we're thinking, oh, if I get it, I'll be happy. Hand feed the stomach, then he's happy. Don't try to take the food yourself. Rama. Rama.
Rama.
Another branch.
Rama.
Ram, not Rama. Rama, yeah. Rama means reservoir of happiness. Reservoir. Like a big lake. It's a reservoir. It's a, and that's where you can get all the waters from a huge lake. You might have a little pond, but a reservoir is the source. So source of happiness. So we're asking the Lord, oh Lord, oh all-attractive one, oh reservoir of happiness and pleasure, please engage me in your service.
So le estamos pidiendo a Dios que tan atractivo que es, hermoso que es, grande que nos reciba en este servicio hacia él.
So you ready? You got your voices ready? Okay. Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 So that is called kirtan.
So se llama kirtan.
Kirtan is our main form of meditation.
Nuestra forma principal de meditar.
Previously, in different times,
antes, en otros tiempos,
people would do what is called Ashtanga yoga.
Las personas hacían,
they would leave everything,
se dejaban todo,
go to the forest,
iban al,
and meditate
al bosque,
for days. Sometimes they would not eat for weeks or months. Sometimes they would meditate underwater without breathing. Very difficult. People cannot do those things now. There were things that they could do previously that they cannot do now. So, this time period is called Kali Yuga. Age of Quarrel. Fighting.
Como la época de la pelea.
Age of hypocrisy.
La época de la hipocresía.
So, the most easy form
la manera más fácil
of meditation is given. Of meditation is given.
Es
simply, es hallowed be thy name. Have you heard this? Hallowed be thy name. It's from the Bible. How do you say that in Spanish?
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yeah. It means the name of God is holy. So what is this holy? Holy just means something in your mind? Divine, yes. So what is the difference between a material and a divine thing? Now, material things are always changing.
Las cosas materiales siempre están cambiando.
They always go to the direction of getting old.
Siempre están hacia, hacia envejecer.
The body is always changing.
Cambiando.
The cells are always getting old.
Cambiando. Las células están cambiando.
Not just the object, even a subject.
No solamente un objeto, sino
you could watch Avengers. 3.
Pueden ver la película, la tercera parte.
But are you going to watch 50 times in a month?
¿La vas a ver 50 veces en un mes?
Are you going to watch 30 times in a month?
¿30 veces al mes?
No, it gets old.
Porque se va a envejecer eso.
Sometimes you can go back and watch because your memory got old.
Tal vez quieres regresar.
So you can watch again. But it's like a chewing gum.
Pues como masticar chicle.
The flavor starts to go. Everything in this world is like that chewing gum. The flavor is very little flavor. And it goes away quick. So how do we know something divine? It never dies. It even gets better. Anandam bhuti vardhanam. It's ever increasingly blissful. So the name, hallowed be thy name, means that God's name is not material. It is something out of this world. If you call upon the name of God, God's presence will be with you. If you put a piece of metal into fire, if you leave it there for a long time, what happens? What happens? What is it? What is the quality of that metal? It becomes hot and bright. It becomes fire. Because what is fire? Heat and light. So the metal becomes like fire. You can take that metal, you rub it on the couch is in flames. So you put your mind on the name of God, hallowed be thy name. And your mind will become godly, spiritualized, divine. So you will no longer be doing this, chasing the carrot.
The carrot?
See, you know the donkey, they put the rope. And so we're like this throughout our life, looking, chasing that carrot. There is one deer. And it has a perfume that comes from its belly button. Have you heard of musk? It comes from the belly button of the deer. Sometimes the deer, he's not very smart. He goes... So he is looking. And he runs around the forest. Where is this? He is so hungry, but the smell is so nice. So he's running around. Where is the smell? Right there. So God is right here with you. That is called super soul. Somebody may say, call Holy Spirit. It's God, super soul. Is with everyone. How did the bird fly south for the winter? Super soul. The bird flies south for the winter. Super alma. Yeah. There's inside the body, dos. Soul and super soul. God is with you. He's just watching. He's seeing what you're doing. And he's saying a little, maybe you listen, maybe you don't. Sometimes you are mean to your friend. And Dios dice, apologize. You say, no way. He stepped on my foot 5 years ago. I never forgive him. So we're asking, no, please, let me connect with you. Okay. So second time around, I'm going to go double speed. Then I'm going to go back to original speed. Second time around, everybody has to dance. All kinds of dances. Somebody is jumping, someone is spinning. All kinds of. She's ready. She's ready. Okay, ready? Kishore, come on, Kishore. All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare. Hare.
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Där. All right. So as you see, that is very easy. Not very hard to do, isn't it? No. Okay. So, do you think you could do the whole line? Okay, so I'm going to sing the whole thing. And then we all sing together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Wait, then I'll sing. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.